roundup before the Supreme Court and Indiana farmers on the state FSA committee. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Monday in a closely watched case dealing with Roundup herbicide that could have a major impact on the ag industry. C.J. Miller is in Washington, D.C. this week, and he spoke with someone who was in the courtroom.
I got to sit in there. Now, you can't say a word. They take everything away from you, your phones, your Apple Watch. You can only bring in a piece of paper and a pen, and the piece of paper can have nothing on it.
That's Alexandra Dunn, president and CEO of CropLife America, a national trade association representing America's pesticide manufacturers and distributors. The case stems from a Missouri man awarded more than $1 million after claiming Roundup herbicide caused his cancer. Bayer, the product's manufacturer, is now asking the Supreme Court to overturn that ruling.
The case is about consistent labeling, and we think for farmers, consistent labeling is very important. So, you know, many farmers do farm in more than one state, and, you know, it's very important as they cross those state lines, and so they shouldn't have different requirements in different states.
Bayer says the EPA has consistently found that glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, is unlikely to cause cancer and has not required a warning label. Therefore, the company argues that state juries should not be able to contradict federal science-based decisions.
It was a very good argument. We at CropLife America have filed what's called a friend of the court brief in support of the Monsanto company.
Dunn says it's still anyone's guess how the nine justices are leaning after watching Monday's arguments.
It's really hard to tell. They all ask questions, and so it's hard to interpret. I will say that there was a case before, and it had to do with data stored on iPhones, and that case went for 2 hours. So it seemed like the justices were interested in this case, but they may have lost a little steam.
A decision by the Supreme Court in Monsanto versus Durnell is expected by early this summer. Reporting from Washington, D.C., I'm C.J. Miller.